Why couldn't I have grown up in the 80s? I'd have been a rock star. Would have had hot chicks all over me. Would have been hanging out with Axl Rose. Instead, I'm doing this. And I'm hanging out with Professor Tosspot. Welcome to 2021, where Hollywood is so creatively bankrupt, it's robbing the graves of corpses and intellectual properties from the 1980s and reanimating them for a new modern aesthetic. But then finding said properties to be problematic, so completely and utterly rewriting, revamping, and changing the core values or aesthetic of the show to meet modern sensibilities. Nothing screams inclusion like excluding the people that will most likely support the franchise you're redoing because you can't think of anything new. Well, He-Man and it's not even called He-Man anymore. The Masters of the Universe Revelations had this great tweet from Netflix, who oddly enough wants to get into video game creation. Netflix, do yourself a favor. You can't even recreate TV shows without upsetting the core audience. Why in God's green earth would you make a video game? Nobody wants this from you. Go away, you're drunk. Anyway, Netflix had this to say about Masters of the Universe. The Masters of the Universe Revelations creative team was inspired by Wonder Woman and the Legends of Korra. Yeah, the last Wonder Woman movie. Jesus Christ. Talk about wow. It's so hard not to say something people would say was misogynist, but really, they shouldn't have let that woman write the movie and direct it. It's clear she's not any good at both of them at the same time. And The Legends of Korra, the least liked version of the Avatar saga. Eat me if you liked it, I don't care. Anyway, designing the women of Master Universe with a more realistic muscular representation than in past iterations. Okay, come on now, Netflix. You know, who are you trying to fool? Tila now is built like a dude.
She looked like a man.
Tila got a jawline like Robbie goddamn Rotten.
Realistic female design.
If you shaved off all the hair and said it was a male character, nobody would question it. Even now, it's sexually dubious. You know, for God's sakes. Two, if you're putting it off of Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot wasn't muscular on any version of this universe we're in. Like, what crack are you smoking? Because let me hit the pipe, it's got you high. I mean, for real. Nothing against Gal Gadot, she's an attractive woman, but she was a horrible Wonder Woman. I'm supposed to believe this twig-like figure is gonna, like, pick up a 200-pound dude? They could at least got a chick who was in better shape. I mean, more muscular, honestly, I'm just saying. Let's face it, the more modern Wonder Woman in the comics, you know, she was kind of buff but hot. Jesus Christ, even Evelyn was kind of packing arms. Like, literally, you telling me Evelyn moving around a magic wand is the equivalent of hitting the gym 6 days a week and being on a very strict diet and just hitting those gains, baby. And yeah, Korra was not muscular at all. Like, she actually looked like a woman. I don't even know what the hell Netflix was saying here. Thank God. In a show that allows a character to get a nice tan and become a total beefcake from holding up a piece of metal and saying quick one-liner, it's really important that realism is included in the character's design. Netflix comes back with, when women are often drawn unrealistically in so many forms of media, yeah, it's really important that realism is included in the character design. Case in point, due to this narrative that Netflix, Kevin Smith, and many other sort of really far left-leaning people tend to create is that everything is created to be sexist and racist. Essentially, you have to think like Anita Sarkeesian circa 2016.
Because like when you start learning about systems, everything is sexist, everything is racist, everything is homophobic, and you have to point it all out.
Janice comes out to basically echo the sort of moronicism of Netflix. You're defending this cartoon with purposefully long legs made to sexualize her. How is your position not sexist? I respect the original design for what it is, but I'm not gonna get butthurt over it. Like how I don't give a shit about Lola Bunny. It's a redesign. Grow up. Then MJ Tanner comes in and completely and utterly demolishes this take. This is the most savage beating on Twitter I've seen all day. And I've seen a lot of Chris Chan memes. For the record, Filmation used retroscoping. He-Man, Skeletor, and yes, Tila are all real people, drawn over. Here's an image of the team and actors. It's ironic that they said they wanted to make Revelation more realistic when they already were realistic. Oh my God, you mean there's a woman out there with long, gorgeous legs? What? You are a bigot, Tanner. You hate women.
Sad. Very sad. Sad.
Or does that make the woman the bigot because she played Tila? Oh no, we're in a gray area. Women can't be bigots in 2021, only men. You see, what I find funny about this sort of narrative is that these people repeat it over and over again to convince themselves and everyone else it's true. And since it seems to be the form of right think or the right side of history, it is treated as if it's true, which creates the sort of toxic landscape for your creativity in America right now. Because nobody knows what true is. They just know what they feel should be true. Tila does not look like a woman anymore. Who are we trying to fool here? Can we just stop with the virtue signaling? At this point, it's just gone. It's just bonkers. How many women you see at the gym rip like Tila that aren't taking some sort of supplement? Let's just be real. The only times you see women built like that, they're competing in a bodybuilding tournament. Go f*** yourself, Netflix. Unless you want to give me that TV show that I've been trying to pitch to you, then I love you dearly. Let's keep the He-Man salt rolling because people want it. Clownfish pulled up an article from Newsweek, one of my least favorite news reports, for God's sakes. You know Newsweek treated Chris Chan better in an article than it treated me? And the dude diddled his mom. God, the world is insane. Can't keep doing this. I just want to play games and get paid like Shroud or something. Newsweek had this to say. Not long after the auditions for Masters of the Universe Revelation came up, I did an audition, but I didn't want to reach out to Kevin or anything. I really wanted my work to speak for itself. Yeah, memorable. I can't remember the character's name. I remember that at the end of the audition, I had to say the iconic, "I have the power" line. So I pulled my lightsaber off the wall. Yes, because I have two. Wow, you want a cookie? Who doesn't have a lightsaber in this day and age where pretending to be a nerd is cool? I remember the good old days and being a nerd resulted in getting beaten up. It was a badge of honor. Now they just give it away. And raised it up over my head and said the line. I realized they'd think it was super cool or go, yeesh. Thankfully, a couple weeks later, I got a call saying I had booked the role of Andrea. And I don't carry ya. The sad thing is Clownfish made a joke or something to the effect of like, they would make Andrea the new wielder of power and Tila would be the new sorceress. And what's really genuinely sad is that it seems like it could come to fruition. But then again, the show's just that predictable. It really is. If you watched it, you already knew what was going to happen next because it's poorly written. It's a very by-the-numbers, check-off-the-box list, cartoon-by-committee show. So yeah, He-Man could be totally phased out. Wouldn't shock me. And then the show would get canceled, and people still act like it was this big win for something, because that's how everybody is now today, specifically on Twitter. Yes, the show got canceled, and it'll never be brought back again, but it broke down barriers, like the Lily Singh show. I'm sorry, I harp on that so much. It's because the fact she lost to, like, the most boring white man on television just shows you how untalented she was. It's like, how do you lose to people who've got one foot in the grave, girl? Let's end it with some goodness from Mr. Smith. Big Daddy Smith. Kevin Smith tells off toxic He-Man fans that think the Netflix series is too woke with an, I quote, "deal with it." Oh, they'll deal all right. They'll tell you you suck and us YouTubers will milk it for the free money that it is. It's on the table. I'm taking it. I'm not watching the show again. I am not. No. When season 2 comes out, I'm not watching it. Season 1 was like, ugh. You know, it was like, it's just, you know how it's like, you just, it's so hard to explain without getting in trouble. But season 1 was just like, paint by the numbers, typical sort of bullshit that you expect from American entertainment now, to the point of where just like, why are you doing this? What are you trying to prove? What is the point? All right. You know, who's winning? Nobody. You know, the Japanese are winning, you fool. I find myself buying tons of Japanese stuff because I can't stand anything American made when it comes to entertainment. I know there are some people that are like, hey man, this show's woke, Smith told Variety about the backlash. I'm like, all right, great. then so was the original cartoon. We're fucking sequelizing. Go watch it again. There are girls in every episode. Deal with it. Is he retarded? Is Kevin Smith retarded? Like, it wasn't that there are women in the shows, dude. It's like you literally got rid of He-Man in a show that was about He-Man. You know? Do you not see the issue here? And then the first trailer they dropped made you think it was about He-Man. I sat there, saw the first trailer, and was like, okay, maybe I was wrong. Maybe they aren't going to do all this goofiness. Maybe they might just do a He-Man show that He-Man fans want. Because the people who care about He-Man are all old, you asshole. They're like in their 40s and 50s. They're the ones who remember the show. Why are you making a show that would put them off? What is wrong with you? They would buy this stuff. If they're single, they'll buy the figures and all this other merch. If they're married, they might buy it for the kids. And if their kids are grown up, they might buy it for themselves and relive some part of their childhood because they know they're going to drop dead soon. And you couldn't even give them that little cookie, you son of a bitch.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
I'm not even a He-Man fan. You know, Jesus Christ. Because I already know what it's like. I'm a Star Wars fan. And I know where this is going. You know, you were there. You remember The Force Awakens. That big pile of absolute dog shit. I've never seen such a badly written show since... All right, Force Awakens is worse than He-Man. God. It's just like, it was so, like, how do you screw this up? It's literally money on the table. If you give the people what they want, you have a $1 billion franchise. But you're too stupid to see it. You're too busy thinking you're doing something great that'll stand the test of time. Fuck that. Do something people like now. Shoot for being liked within your lifetime. Only the truly great are remembered long after they're dead. Which you aren't. Kevin Smith won't be remembered for 100 years from now.